Thanks for joining me on episode 949 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hello, my friend. This is Dr. Brad Miller from the Pathway to Promise podcast. If you'd like to stay inspired, to stay on your pathway to promise, you can't do better than listening to the Inspired Stewardship podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
Had the experience, you're feeling a certain way, maybe you're angry, maybe you're tired, whatever, and someone else points it out to you. Sometimes when they point it out to you, you react negatively. I'm not tired, I'm not angry, and you actually are. But other times, if they ask it in the right way and they can help you recognize how the emotion that you're feeling is affecting you.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about developing your influence through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about how the answer to most questions lies within you. I also share why, given that, you may still need someone else to help you draw those answers out. And I also explain why it's more about what you feel than what you think.
You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
One of the tenets of what I like to call pure coaching model, the idea of coaching someone on something like a career or life choice, or even when I'm working with people in productivity and financial coaching, I often use this model. It depends on a tenet that most of the time, the answer to many questions lies within you. Meaning, you already know the answer to many of the questions that we ask each other. Now, that may sound kind of mystical and mumbo-jumbo-y, but the truth is, we all have a connection to the Holy Spirit, to other resources within us, and it's not about knowing the answer like the answer to a test question. It's about knowing the answer by feeling your way to the right answer. We want to go towards the right things, but we often end up fighting it. And instead of going towards the bullseye, we go towards the distraction. The truth is, to be able to do this, it's about awareness. It's about that ability to feel and observe things without a reaction, without a judgment. To be able to hold things in an open hand mindset. To look for the things that are telling you to go a certain direction without judging those. It happens in your body, it happens in your mind, it happens in your soul, it happens in how you feel about these things. But the truth is that when we begin to look for these sorts of awareness opportunities, our awareness is colored by our experiences, it's covered by our history, it's covered by our awareness, it's covered by our biases, and so we end up wearing lenses over our awareness that show us what we want to see instead of what's really there. And the truth is, that voice that you hear within you, that feeling of intuition, is often a great guide. But the truth is, we also tend to not listen to it. Our body and our mind find ways to connect to the right answer, but we also tend to block it. That's one of the reasons that pure coaching can be such a powerful model. Because having someone else there who can observe with you, but is also outside of you, who can ask questions without judgment, who can reflect back at you what you're saying and what they're hearing you say, can be a powerful tool for uncovering some of those inner feelings quickly and effectively and efficiently. Because having that person outside of the event allows them to ask questions and reflect back on your answers. And if there's somebody who can do that in a non-judgmental way, that can help you very quickly get in touch with how you feel. Have you ever had the experience of you're feeling a certain way, maybe you're angry, maybe you're tired, whatever, and someone else points it out to you? Sometimes when they point it out to you, you react negatively. I'm not tired. I'm not angry. And you actually are. But other times, if they ask it in the right way and they can help you recognize how the emotion that you're feeling is affecting you, you can react very positively. You can reflect on it and you can change your behavior because you recognize it. This is why it's really more about how we feel and even how we feel about that coach or that other person than just how we think. It doesn't matter if you think that something is good or bad, sometimes as much as whether or not you feel like it's good or bad, because out of that feeling comes action, and out of that action comes reaction, and out of those reactions become habits that make you who you are. So I encourage you, if you've got things that you've been struggling with around decision making, around trying to do things, then what you need to think about to yourself, is this something that you've actually known the answer to all along? And should you work with somebody else or just work on yourself and awareness and meditation to come to a point where you react and act in a way that is in alignment with your intuition and your feelings? Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips. That's talent tips to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.